Welcome to the Supporting Children Affected by Domestic Abuse podcast. In this series, you'll learn about some of Stockport's domestic abuse partnership projects that are addressing this important issue. We share with you our learnings from a series of intervention and prevention projects from across our borough, including innovative work in hospitals, schools, and training. Through this series, we hope that we can share and inspire similar projects in other local authorities and communities across the UK and beyond. This multi-agency approach is funded by the Home Office to explore how best to support children that may be experiencing domestic abuse. These projects aim to explore different ways to educate children, professionals, and perpetrators in relation to domestic abuse. The ultimate aim was to reduce the impact on children and young people where they were experiencing domestic abuse, either in their own relationships or within their family homes. The episodes were recorded live at the Children Affected by Domestic Abuse Conference, hosted by Stockport Metropolitan Borough Council. In this, the final episode of the series, we hear from some of the organisations who are at the Children Affected by Domestic Abuse Conference. They tell you more about the important work that they're doing in Stockport, how they're linking in to the Domestic Abuse Partnership projects, and what they think are the next steps. In the show notes, you'll find the links to all the organisations that we spoke to in this episode.
My name's Julie, and from Victim Services, which is the Greater Manchester Combined Authority Initiative, and it's basically making sure that victims of crime in Stockport have the help and support they need to cope and recover from crime.
And how does your work, what you do, fit in with what we're talking about today?
Victims of crime may suffer domestic abuse, so we put together information, leaflets, sources of support, and we try and make sure that the pathways for victims are as easy to access as possible, and we educate our frontline officers about what's available in Stockport for victims of domestic abuse.
So it says on your badge, police.
Support staff member, yeah.
What have you learned from today? Have you learned anything new?
Yeah, I mean, it's really interesting to hear about the projects in the hospital. I'm really impactive listening to Claire tell a story about domestic abuse and how she overcame that and has now got a successful charity going and helping other women to, you know, move on.
Could we be doing anything more?
I think it's just spreading the word, basically, and making sure as many people know what support and services are out there in Stockport.
Brilliant, thank you so much. Cheers.
I'm Kelly Mattison and I co-founded HEART, and we go into schools and we deliver healthy emotions and relationship training for boys and girls, and our aim is to prevent domestic violence and ensure that young people have safe, healthy and happy relationships.
How does your work link in with what we're talking about today?
Well, they just did a survey in this room and the majority of people agreed that we need more education in schools to prevent domestic violence from happening in the first place. That is my passion and my goal. We want to get to as many young people as possible. We have been doing this out on the ground in schools for 3.5 years now. We're developing a training programme to train pastoral care teams, teachers in our programmes, because if we train the professionals in the school, it means that we can get some more young people on the ground, which is what we want to do. And young people tell us, get into more schools, get to more young people, because they get so much out of our programmes, which makes us really happy.
Have you learned anything new today?
I've learned about a programme called Caring Dads for Perpetrators. Now, I had heard of that programme, but I'd never heard about it in that much detail, and I think the outcomes for that sound fantastic. And I think it's really important to be working with perpetrators, not just we work with girls and boys, and I think it needs to be a whole family approach, and I've learned that a lot of people are on the same page with that today in this room.
And finally, can we be doing any more?
Yes, I think more, a lot, especially in Stockport, a lot of money goes into reactive work, And I don't think there's enough funding going into preventative work, and we are really, really struggling in terms of funding to get into more schools. And I think people sometimes don't realise that teenage victims of relationship abuse are experiencing the same high level of abuse as adult victims. And I've worked with adults and young people, and I've seen the evidence of that. I've had disclosures of girls like being strangled, sexually assaulted, and it's threats of arson, things like that. It needs to be out there more that teenage relationship abuse needs to be taken really seriously.
I'm Sarah Cooper, I work for the Prevention Alliance, and I'm the perpetrator worker.
I'm Jenny Ambrose, I work in the Positive Relationship Service in the TPA.
Tell me about your work and how has it contributed to what's happening today?
So I risk assess and facilitate one-to-one sessions with perpetrators of domestic abuse before they go on to the long-term Bridges to Change programme. And most of the people that I work with are obviously in the family, and children are affected by the domestic abuse. So it's creating a safer environment for children by putting people on the long-term programme and changing behaviour.
Have you learned anything from being here today?
Most of it is obviously services that we already work with, but I wasn't aware that they had an interim in Stepping Hill Hospital.
And can you tell me a little bit more about what you do?
So I work with primarily with people who've experienced domestic abuse, and a lot of them have children, so a lot of people don't know what services are available for children. They're worried about their children and teens. They're worried about people developing learned behaviours. So I spend a lot of time with people working on strategies for the future, safety planning, and generally self-esteem and resilience work.
And is there anything more, do you think, that can be done by Stockport in this area?
So the challenges are the lack of funding into services and sort of acknowledgement of the differences that gender roles have and patriarchy in general, but it's really good that services are now working together to develop better pathways for different types of services and being creative with that as well.
I'm Becky Sinclair from Bridge Hill Primary School. I'm the Year 6 teacher and SENCO.
My name is Hazel Parkinson. I'm also from Bridge Hill Primary School, and I'm the pastoral manager and the safeguarding lead for the school.
From an educational point of view, how is your work linking in with what we're talking about here today?
Well, on a daily basis, we can have children disclose to us or come in perhaps not then normal state. So it's something that we would identify and perhaps then investigate further. So this is just opening the doors to what services are available in Stockport for us to then facilitate any help or anything.
I think one of the things that really attracted me to this, because a lot of my daily work is about working with families in additional need. But what I liked about this was it was going to be local. So it was local services, local resources. So actually, you never know properly what's out there. So this was really good for us for networking and getting to know more.
Even as a class teacher as well, if, for example, we're on the front line and the student's coming into our classroom and we know the children well, we can see when perhaps they're not themselves, that we know as class teachers where we go with that if it does need to escalate further. Obviously, we'd let the safeguarding lead know, but for instance, if Hazel wasn't in, we can deal with it then and there, not have to wait for another day or do any more research. We know it's there on the doorstep for us.
And what I will do is I'll be taking home leaflets and information, and we'll put together a file that'll go into the staff room. I think you can never know too much, and I think that the local services need more support and more funding, and more awareness needs to be raised. We talked about that. One of our question was on the provision of local services. And for me, I'd make it statutory and I'd pump more money into it. But I understand also that there's budgetary requirements as well, so it's not as easy.
What else could we be doing?
Well, some of the things we identified was making it more multi-agency. I know from an SEM point of view, we've got lots of services that are very successful in their own right, but actually working across the board and together, not as successful as they could be. And I think that's very similar from being here this morning, that all these services are absolutely amazing and they're all doing fantastic jobs. But I think what we could do is close the links or make the links across the agencies that, you know, if a child or a family are coming up into need, that we can then say to another service, look, this family's come identified, we have spoke to such, such, but, you know, we're just making you aware of it, just to get that holistic support then for that child and family.
Yeah, and I agree with Becky. And we do try here in Stockport. We have networking meetings and we all try and link in. And I think the website also is a really good source of information. So for me, it's about just making sure I'm keeping up to date with everything so that our parents and children can have what they need, really.
If you or anyone else you know is suffering from domestic abuse, please call the National Domestic Abuse Helpline 24 hours a day, 7 days a week on 0808 200247. That's 0808 200247. For more information about what's been discussed in this episode, please visit safeguardingchildreninstockport.org.uk. Further links are available in this episode's show notes. You can also join the conversation on social media. Both Twitter and Facebook are /StockportMBC. This podcast is produced by me, Vic Elizabeth Turnbull, and is a Mike Media production.